all around me. The only friends I dust drifters, what I am. Eagles flying, I think I'm dying. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Days grow long, nights grew colder. Old man time was at my door.
Anh bây giờ đâu, anh còn nghe nhớ thương. so you can sink your teeth in. Weak beats a bit of, that's why I got rid of some crews, but that's so new, now I'm with a heavy bunch of hardcore, staring up an encore. Grab the door, carry on and pour a glass for yourself and one so I can sip on. Walk on the stage and put a no slip grip on. The mic and hug it tight, say your rhyme and you'll bite. Cause I feel like rocking to the speed all night, that's right. But I'm not quite through with this. It's kinda hard to stop since I'm new to this. Baseball rapping, it's got me hooked. Too strung out, if you can't imagine it took. Some friends of mine who took time to be critics. To stop listening and learn the man did it. Work, cause I'm working out to the utmost. To get a close up, you gotta move up close. The drums are full effect and you'll dance and waver. Hand to the band, it's kicking the flavor.
Je sens this ever happened to you? Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping. Clap on the music. It's easy. Just plug the Clapper into any household outlet, then plug in your lamp, TV, or stereo.
Clap on, clap off.
For places hard to reach, the Clapper makes it easy. Plus, the Clapper comes with an extra feature to make your home more secure. Turn to the away function, and your lights turn on at the first sound it hears. Minutes later, they turn off. And the Clapper resets to help protect your home. Need your appliances plugged into the Clapper, and your lights will go on, turning away unwanted guests.
The Clapper, the Clapper, the Clapper, the Clapper.
Thank you. Naturally, because it's intelligent. If it was stupid, it would grow into darkness and die. And soon, despite my fears, my thoughts had begun to vibrate to the heavenly harmonic frequency. It was the third summer of love, and the radio was streaming a festival down by the sound mirrors. The neo-hippies were worshipping the womb and vibrating with the infinite palette of rainbows. Couples were copulating by the concrete as a hooded man resequenced its DNA, tuning the mirrors to 528. It was the love frequency, and they were spreading the love. The next day, the microphones began picking up the sound of my local supermarket. There was something unexpected in the bagging area. That something was love. The day after, the microphones began picking up the Thames, amplifying the runways of Heathrow Airport. 747s trailed incense, and within a week, the microphones were picking up all known sounds. With the whole world tuned to 528, the vibrations were becoming relentless, recalibrating rhythms and rewinding clocks. I listened to earthquakes ricochet off the Richter scale and volcanoes spew lava into non-existent seas. As I stood in the supermarket, bulk buying ethanol, all the dead I had ever known came back to me too, drawn by the 528 frequency. At the festival, zeppelins had eclipsed the sun and the mirrors were eclipsed by infernal seas. Only the tops were visible now, so I swam towards them and assumed watch on the concrete. Sometimes, over the following weeks, I'd spy a bangled wrist as the neo-hippies did aqua aerobics amid superbly exotic but long-extinct fish. The neo-hippies were growing more and more excited as the heavenly vibrations grew greater and greater. They were singing songs not of love, but hate. And it was at this point that the experts began to admit that they'd made a mistake, that 528 was not the frequency of love, was not the heavenly frequency, but was the frequency of death, was the frequency of the sun moving towards the abyss, that we'd all been listening to things in reverse, as in a mirror, and that the third summer of love was the summer of blood. And it was at that point, when the end was in sight, that I decided to turn off the radio.
This is how it is.